Solar energy is becoming increasingly popular. Duke Energy is planning a solar farm at Crane, and Hoosier Energy is building solar farms throughout Indiana. As J.D. Gray reports, one group of residents in Columbus is trying to jumpstart the momentum in their community.
Mike Mullett lives in Columbus, Indiana. He spent years as an environmental lawyer.
The more I learned about the economics of energy production, transmission, distribution, and consumption, the more I learned about the environmental impacts.
Mullett is concerned about climate change. He installed solar panels on the roof of the shed behind his house on his daughter's birthday.
As you get to our age, you start thinking about legacy. You know, what kind of world are we leaving?
Mullett tracks his solar panels online from his office. He pulls up charts and graphs that help put his contribution to the environment into perspective.
The amount that we've generated from the solar panels on our house to date is the equivalent of one day's worth of power from a major sports stadium.
That is the same amount of carbon that 1 acre of trees would offset in the same time. Mullett wants to create a bigger impact on the environment. As a part of the Columbus Community Solar Initiative, Mullett is trying to bring 1,000 solar panels to Bartholomew County by December 31st. But the move to solar energy is slow in Columbus. Justin Ackrett is the energy advisor at the Bartholomew County REMC, an energy co-op. The REMC buys power from Hoosier Energy and sells it to their members in Columbus and the surrounding area.
If we can lower their usage, they are obviously going to benefit from the lower energy consumption, the lower bill. It's good for the environment, which is what we're also here for. But ultimately, it also helps us to decrease demand, which means lowering the need to build another power plant.
Ackrett says getting people from inquiring about panels and asking questions to applying for a permit and actually installing them rarely happens.
The cost of solar is really coming down. And when you look at the numbers of the initial investment, people just want to know, when am I going to get that back?
In the 2.5 years since Ackrett started working with the REMC, only one person has signed up to use solar panels.
You're going to hear about the other aspects of this process, but basically,
Mike Mullett held a recent meeting at the Columbus Visitor Center to speak to residents about making a group purchase of 1,000 solar panels.
There's a tremendous difference between curious interest and calculated commitment. And to actually act, you have to move from curious interest to calculated commitment.
The group is working with a solar panel distributor, Third Sun Solar. The idea is if they sell a lot of solar panels at once, the block purchase creates a lower price for the consumer. So far, a total of 13 people have sent letters to Third Sun Solar with the intent to purchase solar panels. Barry Kastner is on the steering committee for the Columbus Community Solar Initiative. He ordered 28 solar panels.
The 28 panels, we should be able to cover nearly 100% of our energy usage.
He says he's spending around $20,000 on his solar panels, but that number comes down to about $14,000 after he accounts for a tax credit he'll get back. Kastner says he expects the panels to pay themselves off in around 12 years.
All by ourselves, one household, one family isn't going to make a difference. But in terms of having a community initiative that gets many families, businesses, nonprofit organizations involved, that starts to have an impact.
For WFIU News, I'm J.D. Gray.